This podcast is brought to you by Real Life Captioned Eroticas. Check the link in the description for the sexy, visualized stories of your dreams. You're listening to Snack-Sized Sexy Stories, Short Sex Stories, read to you by us. Start or end your day the sexy way. Check out the link down below for more stuff from us. Enjoy listening to our hot steamy stories.
The next story is posted by Fuzz Was a Nerd. From our / erotica, the title of this post is Black MILF Boss Makes Me Obey. Sit back and enjoy the story.
So no shit, there we were standing on the stoop of my parents' house. I was nervous as hell, sweat beading on my forehead and down the small of my back. I was in khaki shorts and a loose t-shirt with a video game logo on it. She had let me know it was fine. This was a casual family event, right? Meanwhile, my girlfriend, she was tall and built on the thick side with smooth dark skin, an Amazon of a woman. Her hair had been expertly straightened out to hang down her back in a long black tie. Next to me, about 2 inches taller thanks to her already above average height on top of massive 5-inched, red-bottomed, platform heels. Then her long smooth legs were encased in black fishnet leggings that I knew for a fact were crotchless. It was hidden by a smooth black skirt that didn't quite make it halfway down her extremely thick thighs. And her top, it was a t-shirt, kinda like mine, except it didn't fit as well because it cut out just above her belly button, showing a stomach that was not fat, but a bit soft from age and good eating. There was a jeweled piercing hanging from that belly button. I had helped her put it on before we left. Oh, and what design did the shirt have? It read, in wide scrawled print that was pushed out by her overwhelmingly large chest, the words, "Your son calls me mommy too," with a big heart around it that just seemed to emphasize how massive her 40ff cups were. The door opened up to reveal my parents' smiling faces that soon melted away. My own was a almost painful rictus grin, and out of the corner of my eye, I could see her wide, bright, and completely honest one. She was loving every part of this. It started innocently enough. I'd just gotten a new job out of college. I was a skinny nerd with minor experience with my job, and even less with women. But the office team was pretty friendly, and people were forgiving for an overeager 20-something. At least I'd gotten past most of my social awkwardness in college and could talk to people like a normal person. So there I was, no shit, running around in a business casual suit and tie. I was just glad to not be stuck as an intern anymore. When I got a memo to do some data entry for one of the bigwigs, my supervisor saw it and got a nervous look on her face. She was a nice middle-aged white woman named Janice, and her slightly red face had on a very weak and very forced smile. "Hey, Jimmy." I frowned, only a little irked. I'd been introducing myself to everyone as James, but somehow Jimmy still stuck. "Just be careful with Vanessa, MK?" My frown deepened, not sure how to take that. "Mrs. Faux way up the chain, careful with her." Like, was she a delicate flower that I might offend if I sneeze at the wrong time or something? I grimaced at the ways I could screw things up, but managed to wipe it away. "No worries, Janice. I'll be on my best behavior." I chuckled a bit, trying to make it a joke. We're all adults here, right? I'd be professional and that would be more than enough, I was sure. But looking at the friendly middle manager, I got the feeling she'd already written me off as lost to see. I did my best to shrug it off and left, catching an elevator up the 3 floors to where my personal boss for the next couple hours or days would be. I came to the door, a stenciled bronze plate with VFO engraved on it, and knocked. "Come on in." I heard a woman's voice call and quickly opened the door. The room was big, with a wide table set up for meeting with clients. There were other doors inside. One led to a corner office. The other was probably a personal washroom. She had an office, in her office. And she was standing about 10 feet away coming out of that personal room. A very pretty black woman with hair done up in a bun and thin golden framed glasses framing her face. She saw me and her mouth split into a grin as she sized me up. Her mouth seemed very wide, the small smile showing a lot of teeth. They were sparkly white behind subdued red lipstick. I'd never been just blatantly sized up like that, at least not by a smiling woman. And as her eyes came up to mine and stayed there, I worried that I was blushing just a bit. But she didn't say a word. I was struggling not to check her out as well, but I'd seen enough. She had an amazing body, and wore a tight business skirt and button-up top that somehow just made it very obvious how curvy she was. Her outfit was more like how a porn star dressed up for a scene would look more than an executive. But I suppose when you had done as well as this woman, you could dress how you wanted. Also, fuck, she was tall. I wasn't a tiny guy, about average. And she matched me easy, and walking over made direct eye contact that had me swallowing a bit harder than I'd like to admit. Vanessa Faux, Mr. Jenkins, James, or do you prefer Jimmy? I blinked and snapped out of my gaze. What the heck? I was sure this was how one of those mice being hypnotized by a snake felt. She had just locked eyes with me and strolled over. And I got lost in my effort not to stare at her chest. But she was my boss, just cause she had a big chest. It's not like I could see any cleavage. Get a hold of yourself, man. That all ran through my head in a moment or two, just long enough for the pause to get awkward, which showed as she raised an eyebrow and quirked her head a bit. Yes. I just kept my volume below shouting. I mean, that's me, ma'am. James is great. I almost told her she could call me whatever she wanted. But I managed to find my balls at the last second, and as I got the words out, I felt a lot better. I breathed normally and put on a work-ready smile. I'm here for anything you need. Janice told me it'd probably be data entry. Go for work. Whatever you need, though. I tried to crank up the smile as she pursed her lips and gave me a thoughtful look. Okay. Well, I hope you're ready for the rough stuff, young man. She put one hand on a wide hip, and I blinked at the possible double entendre. I need someone that can keep up with my pace, and can knows that when I say go. You ask how hard. My eyes definitely went a bit wide there. Isn't it normally jumping? And how high? Said a slightly panicked voice in the back of my head. But as she looked at me, I saw the corners of her mouth curl up just a bit and I was pretty sure she was fucking with me. I'm ready to go as hard and rough as you need, ma'am. I said it instantly. A completely straight face. Not because I was a suave bastard that could keep up with witty, possibly dirty banter. But because I was an idiot that jumped the gun and spoke without thinking, which showed instantly. I could feel it. My pale face was heating up, and my forehead broke out into a sweat. Holy shit, I was going to get fired in the next few seconds and I had no one to blame but myself. My own stupid see? Biwaha. Oh, that was good. She threw her head back and I got an even better look at those sparkling whites as she cackled for a good couple seconds, then grinned at me like the Cheshire Cat. Oh honey, you just overshot by a mile there, didn't you? I was stiff as a statue but managed a creaky nod. Okay, calm down and relax, white boy. Ha. I thought maybe you'd give me a joke, but you just too eager to please, ain't ya? Oh boy, they done sent me up a little puppy. I felt my face going even redder and I looked away wanting to just melt into a pile. Oh cheer up, you're doing fine. I needed someone that was quick and reliable for some scut work. It's gonna be boring and tedious, but I need it done right. Can I count on you, Jimmy? I couldn't help it. I winced at the damn nickname. I hoped she didn't notice as I rolled out another nod. Why yes, ma'am. You can count on me. I tried to sound as earnest as I could, and to my own surprise my voice didn't break in the least. She had me set up in her office, on a smaller desk just to the right. She spent the rest of the morning on phone calls and typing up emails, her fairly long nails hitting the keys at a rapid pace. I was amazed they didn't shatter. They had to be hard enough to be dangerous at that pace. At lunch she ordered Chinese. She didn't bother asking if I liked Chinese, or if so what I'd like. And instead just got me some general tso's and got a kick out of it when I kept having to stop, sip the Diet Coke she'd ordered with it, and take slow breaths trying to cool my tongue. Oh, bit of a lightweight, huh? I winced and nodded painfully. I don't eat a lot of spicy food. Most of the time I just ate as cheap as possible. She grinned at me and found myself still taking in that wide smile. I loved to see it, and even then I worried I was developing a crush on my boss. Well we'll have to fix that. You ain't living if it don't have a little burn to it. That's how you know you're alive. Where I'm from this is nice and mild. I nodded and looked at the food like it was a challenge, because I was pretty sure it was, and I popped another piece in my mouth. I was eating with a plastic fork. Vanessa used her chopsticks with ease of practice. I don't know how she picked up some of the smaller pieces, but the woman was good with her hands, no doubt. Also impressive with those nails of hers. I blinked, swallowed before too much of the burn could settle on my tongue and looked at her. She was eating, but calmly met my eyes. I looked away first, but didn't miss the way it made her teeth show. Try whatever you think is good for me then, ma'am. I broke and reached for the drink. My hand stopped inches from the sweating can. Just let it burn for a bit, honey. Sometimes just cause it hurts. Don't mean it's all bad for you. I looked at her, sweating a bit, but I pulled my hand back. I tried to smile around a wince, and I swear even my own saliva felt like it was on fire. I looked down and popped in a piece of the broccoli that had been piling up, mostly ignored. But it helped ease the heat, and I blinked a bit as my tongue calmed down. I let out a breath and looked at Mrs. Foe, my voice just a bit raspy. Ha, it's hot, but I can handle it. She gave me another wide grin and picked up her own drink. My eyes shot to my own and then to her, and when she gave me the tiniest of nods, I snatched up my drink and struggled not to chug. She broke out into laughter, and I knew it wasn't just that soze that was burning me up. Just before I left later on, she stopped me. Okay, few things, Jimmy. That damn nickname. I really shouldn't let it bug me. And from her it seemed a little too natural. I want your phone number. I blinked and almost asked why. She didn't look like she was going to give me a reason. So I just nodded. Of course. I reached for my own phone, but she just reached out and snatched it from me. What's your password? She asked directly, and without thinking I just rattled it off. She typed it in. I swallowed hard, feeling my privacy invaded. I saw her fingers sliding and worried about what app I was last on. Jesus, there could be anything from political podcasts to shit posting on Reddit to hardcore porn. My breathing sped up, and as I saw her crack a grin, my face got red. Her finger swiped up, then tapped the screen, then kept going. She was checking out something, and I found myself on the verge of lip biting. She changed her grip and her thumbs flashed. There we go. She passed me my phone back, and her smile was even wider. I shoved my phone into my pocket, and as I did, I heard a chime from her desk. Her text tone, as I had heard several times that day already. She looked at me with that toothy grin and nodded. Next, I need to get out early tomorrow, so I'm coming in early. I want you here too, so I need you in at 5. I nodded immediately. Sure, it sucked, but I wasn't going to bitch about a job I was lucky to have. I might have to get up a few hours earlier, but then I got to work with her, which I was enjoying more. Oh, and one more thing, don't call me ma'am, call me Nessa. Her eyes crinkled up as she said it, and I nodded rapidly. As sure, and I found myself smiling, more than a bit goofily. I still had butterflies in my stomach over phone fears, but that helped me relax by a bit. I'll see you tomorrow, good night, James. I was definitely grinning wide after that. I think I mostly backed out of the room more than turning to walk. What a strange day it had been. Well, not that strange. Mrs. Foe, Nessa, was a fun boss. She gave me a lot of work, kept me busy while doing so herself. And she kinda intimidated me a lot more than I'd like to admit. But I liked her and hoped I could work with her for a while. As I got to the elevator, I was alone and pulled my phone out. First thing I saw was my messenger, where she had sent herself an emoji of a smiling face with tongue stuck out. That made me chuckle, and I quickly took the number and saved it. Boss Nessa was the name I gave her, with a small smile. It faded though, and with a slight shiver down my spine, I scrolled up the screen and it popped off like a card, with hovering in the background the other apps still running coming up. And the next one over was, sure enough, Reddit. The smile didn't just fade, it died. I tapped on the app. There was a picture of a hardcore hentai, an image of a topless woman with oversized tits. And standing before her was a shorter male figure with a sweat drop on his head as the woman loomed over him. I felt myself pale, and was sure she'd seen it. Oh, fuck. Got him, that's embarrassing. I sighed. Then remembered her scrolling some and my eyebrows furrowed, because I hadn't seen this photo last time I'd been on here. I scrolled up. I ran into a meme page. An ad. And then an image of a black woman sucking a cock. The cock was white. The board was one devoted to similar mixed-race coupling. The post was upvoted. I racked my steadily hyperventilating brain, but was absolutely sure I had not upvoted that. My boss had.
That was one hot and steamy story. Make sure to subscribe and check the links down below to be notified for daily episodes that would make your day a few times spicier. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you again with another hot, steamy sex story.